All right, what's happening, everyone? Welcome to our Dear Guitar Industry series. We had a couple comments that they enjoyed having you on the show, and so obviously your opinion is highly valued for today's topic. Real quick off the top, we're going to get out the pickup chooser form out of the way. We want you guys to click on the link below that will take you to the pickup chooser form. You will say, this is what I don't like about my guitar, attach a photo, and someone will get back with you with a suggestion on what to change about that. So we've got a lot of really cool models. We've got ideas for even newer models that we would love to throw in there. So pickup chooser is kind of like what you do with people who come into the shop in person, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's a good way of looking at it. Kind of our way of virtualizing the walking into the shop experience and hearing all the machinery and what tunes we're listening to and all that stuff. But also, you can hear the models that we've got in demo guitars and different amps and different pedals and all that good stuff. So maybe it'll mimic what your setup is, and then you'll be able to make an informed decision. So we just try and virtualize that process.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to say it, and I think that that's just what happens digitally, if you will. So, all right, so we're going to jump into today's topic. This is guitar pricing breaking points. Now, I think that we probably land all over the map on this. Okay, so hang with me. Here's the premise is basically, what is your breaking point? So we were at Guitar Center last week, I think it was, and there was a really cool Martin acoustic, the X2E or something series. Yeah. It had like a, you know, laminate back, and it was a really, really cool guitar. And we got to talking about this subject of, well, what's the top dollar you'd be willing to pay for X type of guitar or X style of guitar, X brand of guitar. So that's what we're diving into today. Let's start with let's start with the acoustic world, and then we'll dive into the electric world, because I feel like the electric world has so many arms to it and kind of where we're going with the subject. So acoustic wise, would you have like your what would be your dollar amount breaking point or kind of,
ballpark?
Yeah. I guess that's a good way to put it.
So I guess my main acoustic is like a old Pro Series Takamine. It's like a TAN-16 model, but with like Ovan call back inside. And so that's like, I think when that was new, it was like $1,600. I'm sure like that comparable amount of guitar is maybe like $3,000 in today's like guitar money, maybe like $3,500. So, you know, just kind of on my previous experience, there's like a thing where you're like, oh, this is what I spent. This is what I'm kind of like used to spending. So I'm going to say somewhere in like the mid-teens as far as like thousands. So like 15, 16. And, you know, if it's something really special, like there's like the new Martin that they're putting out, but that's like 4,000. Right. So to me, that's like past the threshold. And I'm going to say like the mid-teens.
Yeah. Because it's like after you get to that point, it's like, do I really want to spend this much on an acoustic, right? I don't know where you guys land on this, because we definitely think acoustics are worth, you know, the really nice ones are definitely worth a lot of money, even more than electrics in some cases. But I'm the same way with you. I have an Eastman 322 that is right around the $1,200 new. And even that, I was like, I don't know if I should spend the money. It's been more than worth it. I would definitely pay more for the same guitar. And in fact, I've been looking at higher end Eastmans or more expensive Eastmans because of that sort of middle of the road one there. But I'm same with you on acoustics. I think we're pretty much in agreement, I think, on the acoustic side of things. And again, anytime you think of a thought, leave them in the comments on the YouTube part of this. We'll have it on the Podbean, on iTunes, different podcast platforms, but head to our YouTube channel to leave your comments on this subject. What is your breaking point of price with instruments? Maybe you're like, you know, some people have an $800 breaking point, which used to be not that many options. And now there's so many options, which is really cool for guitar players in all sorts of price points. We both have gotten really expensive guitars in the last few years. And I think that we don't feel like we've necessarily wasted money on those guitars.
Yeah,
So when it comes to electrics, let's like, you know, with our 10-minute clock in mind, let's see if we can dive into the electric subject. So I'll kind of hit you with a couple questions, and then we'll kind of dive into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
So you've said often, like, the guitar is, if it's worth it to you, it's worth it, no matter the price.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Could you kind of, like, expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, and I guess, so recently I've just kind of been going through, maybe this is, like, my mid or quarter gear life crisis, but just kind of there's a lot of instruments that I've always maybe told myself, like, no, this is out of your reach, or like, you can't do this. And I think I'm maybe now starting to believe in myself a little bit. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm kind of,
it's a crisis.
Yeah. It's a crisis. You know, it's like a,
but I support your crisis.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's a good things for all around, but I just kind of, I'm kind of like an open door, and
sure.
It started with kind of the Friedman Telly that I acquired, and, you know, shout out to Rob over at 12 Fret Music here in Boise, Idaho. But he, like, him and Benji opened the door. I got that guitar, and then I'm kind of like, yeah, it's like, the price tag can be a little bit intimidating, but mm-hmm. it's just kind of like, I don't know, I use it like every day sometimes. Like lately, you know, I've gotten some other guitars, and so maybe that one doesn't get played as much now, but it's still, every time I pick it up, I'm like reassured by it, you know? And mm-hmm. so, and that was like a $3,000 guitar. And, but like, I feel like today's $3,000 guitar was, you know, the $1,500 guitar of, yeah. you know, 10 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. It's like a weird, there's like a weird price thing going around. And then obviously you can get upwards of that. Like, I'm going to say, I love the new Anderson, like Angel Sevens, and the ones that I would buy are kind of in the $7,000
price. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And even at that price point, I'm like, that's so worth it. And you're just like, man, I really, you know, you kind of set the bar and you're like, well, that's like a goal. And maybe if mm-hmm. it's, you know, 10 years down the line, you know, it's only a matter of time before you can make things happen for yourself. If you really want it, I guess. But
yeah,
that's really where I'm like, okay, that starts to seem like, you know, an amount of money I won't have for a while.
Yeah.
So that seems like less far off. But lately I've been acquiring guitars that are more than that $3,000 price point, and let, you know, in between that three and seven mark. And, mm-hmm. and it's all kind of like, you see something you want, and then you, you know, reevaluate your gear, and then you're kind of like, well, let's move. And it's just a wonder what kind of sticks around too. So like, pay attention to the stuff that sticks around when you mm-hmm. have to start moving your gear and all of that good stuff.
Yeah. And I think this is like it's like one of those topics that even as you're talking, I'm thinking about other angles that we could go with this, and we'll probably dive into this more in future episodes, but I'm thinking about guitar styles or guitar types. Let's say you want to get a Strat style guitar. What's the most that you would spend on one of those? What's the most you would spend on a T style guitar? Where do you guys land on this? I'm curious, because if you're looking for a Les Paul, I mean, you can buy a Studio, you can buy a R9, and you can kind of go the whole gamut. What's the breaking point for you guys? You're like, no, I'm never spending more than $2,000 on a guitar. I'm never spending more than this or that. Where do you guys land on that? I think that it's like a, you know, for me, it is by guitar type. Oh, if I'm going to buy a semi-hollow guitar, maybe I'm not going to drop what I probably should drop to get a really nice one, but I don't see myself using maybe a 335 as much as I would maybe a Strat style guitar.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So I think that, again, we'll dive in deeper to this subject, because I'm realizing now how many layers there are probably to this, but what are your breaking points price wise? If you're like, I'll pay it if it's awesome. If you're like, no, I'm never going to pay that much. Where do you guys land? I understand this is guitar can be a rich man's game sometimes, right? Where you just look at stuff and you're just like, man, I don't really make that much money, and I don't really want to put that much money into this. We just had a show about, you know, one guitar versus many guitars. So I think that kind of falls into this category too, where you're looking at different options and trying to figure out, should I buy multiple cheap guitars or one mm-hmm. nice one? And I think that,
yeah.
I think that price point can dictate that, you know, if you're looking at a $7,000 guitar, maybe it's better to buy, you know, three $2,000 guitars mm-hmm. and just kind of be okay with that. You know, it
yeah.
sounds like we're definitely not the guitar. If you've seen us around the channel, we're definitely not the Uber guitar snob forum guys, but we like our nice guitars for sure. I think we've been frustrated by the really cheap ones. So where do you guys land? Leave the comments in the YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube already, then you can just scroll right down and make a comment about this. If you're curious about some of the stuff that we have or some of the stuff that you have, I'd love to know kind of those price points and even brands and things like that you have bought. So there you go. Just a flyover topic.
Yeah,
and good. I can't wait to see what people say in the comments.
Yeah, and again, like, this is all like our opinion, and everybody's like situation is different, everybody's use case is different.
Yeah.
So no one's like right or wrong. We're just turning on the camera and
yep.
you know, where guitar nerds are talking.
Exactly.
So that's it.
Exactly. Well, thank you guys so much for watching the Dear Guitar Industry. And one last thing, if you do have any comments or any suggestions on topics for the show, stuff you'd like us to hit, leave those in the comments on the YouTube channel as well. Thank you guys so much. We'll catch you next time.
Yeah, see you guys.